Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is a summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with their code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, we've spoken about this many times, is a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it in, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there.
I was
going to
say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No,
whose
I'm not
pool
gonna.
Is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. To stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. And the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sack summer, boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health, with Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom. Yo, we're back with K100 Sports. We'll kick it off with basketball. I think the draft is starting right about now. We're assuming Wembanyama is going first. Mm-hmm. But a quick trade. You saw what happened. My Celtics got a Porzingis. Right. You know, Bradley Beal went to Phoenix. Your boy Perkins, I know you like him a lot, said that they are now the best team in the league. I don't think they have a deep enough bench. And which you need. And also DeAndre Ayton, as good as he is, he gets eaten up like Pac-Man by Djokovic. Boston got, you know, bro, Porzingis, you know, he averages around, he averages almost a double-double, you know, average 23 points per game. He's always averaged 20 points with Phoenix and Dallas. So we know he can score. He's 7'3", can stretch the floor, good assist man, kind of like Jovic, gets mm-hmm. boards, he can hoop. And we go up in the draft 10 spots. So I think we did really good. We lose, you know, an ex-defensive player of the year, which is Marcus Smart. Mm-hmm. He's been three times on the all-defensive team, three times Hustle Award, which I think he actually won last year. He's mm-hmm. scrappy, the soul of the team, kind of like Butler from Miami, or what was this guy from Golden State that just became a free agent that's always getting the fights?
Draymond Green.
Yeah, Draymond Green, kind of like that. He's a soul of the team. So he'll dev, you know, or Damian Lillard, you know, in Portland. So, you know, he will be sorely missed, but sometimes you got to give up something to get something. And I think now with Porzingis in there, you're going to have three big men underneath. You got Robert Williams, who's basically more defensive player. You've got Horford, who's a great outside shooter, but he's getting old. So Porzingis comes in. You know, I think he's a great pickup.
Well, let me talk about this too. Yeah. So Smart goes to Memphis, okay?
Right, which will help Ja Morant.
Well, he fits in with their identity. You know, right. They're kind of like he's a defensive player of the year. He's aggressive. You know, he plays that style, right? Right.
He's kind of from the same area because he's from Oklahoma and he played at Oklahoma too.
Well, and plus two, you got to remember, bro, you know, Smart is a – Yo, he's a starter. I mean, he came off the bench at Boston though, but he got a lot of minutes, right? He can go 30. But bro, they need somebody. They need a guard for 25 games. So right. John Morant's got a 25 game suspension. So it's like right. They're looking like, okay, we can't just subtract John Morant for 25 games and like think that like, we're gonna, you know, just not fill that void in for a quarter of the year. You know, like and you know, but that'll be interesting with him and Dylan Brooks. Or is Dylan Brooks on the team anymore? I think he still is.
I don't think so. I can't see them signing him again. He's got mega heat.
Maybe that's why they got Smart, you know. But
and not only that, now you've got a guy that's known as a locker room leader, mm-hmm. as he was with the Celtics, a guy who doesn't take no shit, and a guy that can tell Ja Morant, because he was kind of wild when he was young.
Right, to grow
Smart,
up.
Smart. He can say, chill the fuck out, dude.
Yeah, grow up.
You know, and he'll respect him.
Let me talk about it. Dylan Brooks is still on the Grizzlies.
They're still on the Grizzlies, yeah. But they're talking about whether, you know.
They're trying to move him, though.
Okay, so we'll get something else to talk about here in a minute. But I want to talk about this, too. Everybody's talking about, okay, so Victor Wembanyama is 7'5", 220 pounds. And everybody's saying, like, you know, you hear the talking heads and maybe some of the top guys in the league are start talking, you know, he's got to put on some pounds. I would have said that probably 4 or 5 years ago. But, bro, nobody plays defense anymore. Okay, like you know, there's not – you're not rough – like a guy like this is like this is a perfect time in the league for a guy like this to play because, like, the league's not really physical anymore. Nobody plays defense. And, like, you
plus,
know,
he's some, not the type of guy that has to play with his back to the board.
Right.
You know, he's going to be hitting shots from the outside. Right. He's going to stretch the floor, bro. And he's going to make you go out there and cover him. And if you get too close, he'll run right by you. You know?
Like he might have, and this is the thing, and this is what people don't realize. It's like they say, the big centers are going to rough him up. Bro, the big centers can't play with him because they can't guard him. Your center has to go to the 3-point. Like, you can't have a big lug like Andre Drummond, okay, who's kind of like a guy that fits in places and gets a bunch of rebounds and stuff. But, like, when he plays centers that can dribble and pass and move all around, he can't guard the guys. So it's like, you know, everybody's sitting there saying, like, oh, they're going to rough him up. It's like, no, they're you know, the negative value you get, you lose from having to guard this guy in positions where you can't guard him to you, like, you know, working your way inside. Plus, he still blocks tons of shots. It's like, if you're inside of your big center and you're muscling this guy, bro, the guy's 7'5", his wingspan is like he can just stick his hand up and touch the rim. You know, it's like, where are you going to get, you know, how are you going to shoot over this guy? So it's like, you know, he averages 3 blocks a game. That's like a monster number. You know, like usually, like, I think that the Joe, look that up and see what the league leader in blocks did for this year in the NBA. But yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. Plus, he's got Popovich at the best coach in basketball as his coach. It's like this guy. I think the sky's the limit for this guy. You know, hopefully, I'm going to go see him too because he'll be playing in the summer league in Vegas. So I'm going to go. I'm probably going to go watch him play and see what this guy's like in real life.
Brook Lopez had the most blocks in the NBA. So he had 193.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Jay Baca?
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com, that's LegacySupps.com, and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show, and we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom. Today, oh, by the way, speaking of sports, Joe, did you watch the Phillies game against the Braves today?
I did not, but I saw what happened.
Yeah, we won 5-1. We swept you guys, 2-game series. The Braves have won 8 in a row. Very interesting series this weekend. And by the way, I took San Diego finally stopped the bleeding and stopped the San Francisco win streak. They destroyed them today. I actually bet on that. What was it?
2.47.
2.47. This guy averages, and what's his name? Averages 3. So, you know, that should be pretty crazy. All right, so this weekend, this could be very exciting, especially in Cincinnati's probably going to be rocking this weekend because they've won 11 in a row, okay? And now they got the Braves coming in and won 8 in a row. And all of a sudden, this is a pretty big series now. All of a sudden, I don't know where the Reds have been terrible for like however many years. They got good fast when they brought up Ellie De La Cruz, and now they got a big series against the Braves coming up. What do you think about the baseball this weekend, Conan?
Well, in baseball, you know, some of the things that are standing out to me is, you know, Arias, you know, with almost half the season upon us, he's over at 400 again, you know, mm-hmm. Your boy Acuna second, and Freeman,
stolen bases and bombs and 400.
Yeah, Freeman, who's been incredible for the Dodgers, he's fourth. You know, the other thing is Ohtani. He's incredible. 24 home runs. Yep. The polar bear has like 23, and that's that he was out with an injury. You know, McClanahan from Toronto, 11 victories in the lowest ERA. Your boy Strider for the Braves, he leads in strikeouts. Bro, and this is something that I didn't know till I read it the other day. Do you know that the Yankees, without Judge, they have the lowest team batting average? It's like 230.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, incredible. I'm happy for that because I know Pat is mad. And we've got surprising leaders in the American League and National League West. You got the Rangers. Nobody expected that. And you got the Diamondbacks. You know?
Diamondbacks and second place San Francisco. Remember we talked about at the beginning of the year when we had Josh on and we're doing our baseball preview. It's like everything is like, is this the year San Diego's going to overtake the Dodgers? And it's like, bro, they're all agreed. They're third and fourth in that division. Yeah. It's like, you know, so it's like, that's
not just that, bro. Yeah. Not just that, bro. The big spending, because both of them spend a lot of money. Mets and Padres are both in fourth place.
Yeah.
And bro, they got uphill climbs to even clinch a wild card spot.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a bunch of teams that you didn't expect. Well, with Cincinnati playing good now,
right?
It's like you
expect right, 11
that,
in a
you
row.
Know? Yeah, right. Yeah. So, let's talk about this. This just got announced an hour ago. This is news. I would suggest. Where is it here? So, Canelo Alvarez has reportedly now signed a 3-fight deal with Al Heyman's PBC, starting by defending his undisputed WBA, WBC, IBF, and WO super middleweight title versus Jamal Charlo, likely on September 16th. Bro, so somebody posted this too on Twitter here. That's big news because 2023 in boxing so far, okay, we had Gervonta versus Garcia, okay, big co pro, you know, like these guys have been promoting the fights pretty well. Like the fighters like this year have made their fights more important by doing a good job promoting. Okay. Gervonta and Garcia, great job promotion. Okay. Haney versus Lomachenko, excellent job promoting that fight too. Lopez versus Taylor, one of the most bizarre promotions I've seen in a while, where it looked like, you know, Lopez was like losing his mind or something, or like going off there. And then he went in there, he was a composed guy he ripped apart Taylor. We got, later on in the year, Spence Jr. versus Crawford finally. And now Canelo versus Charlo. And we don't even know who Fury's going to fight yet at the end of the year, but he's going to fight somebody. So this is like, this boxing guy is all of a sudden, you know, maybe because like UFC is not pulling the trigger in a lot of fights that could happen. And maybe Conor not being in the mix anymore. So everything.
But like, I also think the guy, that Canelo signed with, what's his name again?
Al Heyman.
Like he knows what he's doing and he wants to get good fights going, you know?
He wants
just
to
like
money.
The guy from, is that the guy from England? No.
Al Heyman?
What's the guy from England? No, what's the guy from England's name?
What the?
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Eddie Hearn.
Yeah, Eddie Hearn.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good too.
Right. So we're seeing some good fights all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know?
And let me just say one more thing about baseball before we get out of here. Bro, here's another very disappointing team that I thought was going to win their division because they won over 90 games last year. Mm-hmm. But they're off to a terrible start, and it's the Cardinals.
Oh, terrible. I'm shocked that they haven't fired the manager yet because they have way too much talent on it. It's ridiculous.
They do.
They have one of the best pitchers in the league, Waka. Goldschmidt. All that. I'm like, come on! How could you guys be in last place in that division, yo?
Bro,
like,
they got Goldschmidt, who's still one of the best hitters, and they also got Arenado. Yeah. You know, Nolan Gorman. They got a squad. You know, so
they got to fire the manager for sure.
Now the last thing I want to talk about here is: did you see any of the two soccer games with the United States?
Yes, and I saw the Mexico game. They killed them.
Yeah, bro, they destroyed Mexico. They've never been beaten that bad by the U.S., so they fired the coach.
Right. How many games did he last?
I don't know. Six?
Seven.
Yeah, okay. Seven. Right.
It's like that sister. That's awesome.
And they lost two players who were unavailable for red cards for the Canadian team, who is very tough, very tough. But, bro, I think the U.S., they got a squad, you know, Pulisic – had two goals. Pepe, who's also very talented. They got Winston McKenzie. They got Gio Reyna, who's Claudio's son. They got the goalkeeper, Turner. They had two shutouts, you know. Pepe had the most goals in the tournament, in the CONCACAF tournament, tied with Jonathan David. And they got like the average age of the team, Disco, is 24. And they have like seven guys that are younger than 23. That's a good squad. The U.S., this is a good squad right now, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. So, all right, so that's been our sports.
That's been K100 Sports. You got any questions, opinions, comments, keep them to yourself. If not, send me to K100Questions@gmail.com. Boom.